So it was a very insecure time for a young university professor.
But we were trying to think about all of this. You see, you were asking us what effect did it have on the community and so on. But I don't think you live through that thing. You get faced with it. It's something like the impact of the war. We're talking about the war came on. You see, well, I don't know. I think you live through these things.
We don't think it had any psychological effect like the people on the prairies, who were right up against it. I mean, we've known young people that grew up, and it did have, you know, quite a psychological effect. When they had to go to town to get fish that came in on the train, dried fish, to live on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to survive on.
I don't think we had any psychological effect. Nobody had money. You didn't buy new clothes, but if nobody else had new clothes...
It didn't worry you.
You didn't
have clothes, or you didn't have this.
No.
But you had a garden, and
And in this area, we had to use a car to go to the university. But the other men that worked all took the interurban.
So yeah, we were one of the few.
That's how
we
knew people. It was because they all walked to get the old interurban. You know.
Well, we had no alternative but to continue to drive a car.
Yeah, you could. Well, it would have taken forever and ever and ever.
But we didn't use it for anything else.
No, we didn't do much trips.
You didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. What about the students at the university? What was the impact on them, do you think?
Well, that's a complicated story. The students... They had difficulty getting any work to do. There's no question about it. And they, the same way, they knuckled into it and did their best to do this, that, and the other thing. I could tell you stories galore, and you'd call it some of the hardship. There was hardship, and there were students who didn't have anything to eat that we had to, we ferreted out, and they suffered from undernutrition, malnutrition. There's no question about that, and they did everything, whatever they did, at the same time, I think there was an impact there that you had to make peculiar alternative choices, and among the choices you had was to go to university regardless, and it was in a sense that, well, you can do something worse, and they would beg, borrow, they never stole the money. But the fees weren't what they are today, relatively, and they were probably relatively they were maybe higher. But anyhow, but they read to their source of money. But they went through all kinds of things in order to further themselves at the university, and they didn't. Students, of course, an assistant was paid $50 for the year, teaching assistant.
Did enrollment at the university drop a lot?
Yes, the university enrollment, not as much as you might expect, no, but it didn't rise. The university enrollment dropped, yes. Yeah. Yes. But students, the urge to, under all kinds of privation and so on, and there were always the just as today, the students that were venturesome and went away to the north or went to do the mucky jobs. We were up with the Historical Society of Britannia Mines the other day. Well, this is one of the places that a student of that day, one of the opulent ones, would go and muck at Britannia Mines, or at a mine like Britannia. And they were the ones that were better off than others. Now, there were only so many jobs like that, though. And they did went a lot of them went some of them would go gold mining, panning gold. Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, some of our friends did that. Sure.
It's been a hard time for students.
Oh yes, it was a very difficult time for students. Oh yes, but on the other hand, I would think that when you come to write the history of the university, that you'll see that this period of the Depression, relative to the total life, it was a very productive period for scholarship and so on. There are some very outstanding people who contributed greatly to Canada, too.
Yeah.
have emerged from that period.
I wonder why.
Well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think, and I wouldn't say that in any way as being detrimental to
people now.
We interpreted that way at all.
You didn't have as many diversions.
No, you didn't have as many diversions. It was a different situation. And I think students of today are meeting their own situations today. Mm-hmm. They're different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of diversions, I wonder what you did in the 30s in your leisure time, or what people generally did.
My wife will answer that. Oh.
I don't think they had that much leisure time. By the time they walked there and got home, they were willing to do their own thing at home.
You did.
There weren't parties. I don't ever remember. You knew your neighbors because you talked to them coming and going.
Coming,
you know,
over the fence.
But otherwise...
You exchanged seeds and you exchanged plants, mm-hmm. and you gave vegetables.